We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting 11 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. It says in the Pasuk that when the Nois Tavchad had their Taina, they won a Yerusha, it says, V'ata'amoyno l'fnei Moshe, v'fnei Eloza HaKoyen, v'fnei HaNesiim, v'chol la'eda Pesach HaYomayed. There was Lamar, and they had this question, and the Gemara's Shaila is, if Moshe didn't know, what are you going to Eloza HaKoyen, then you're going to the Nesiim, then you're going to Chol La'eda? Efsha Amdu l'fnei Moshe, and he didn't tell you anything. The pasuk is very shver. If you have a shaila about Yerusha and Moshe doesn't know, I guarantee you, Elazar does not know, and the Nesiim don't know, and the Eda does not know. So what does it mean? But Moshe then Moshe, then Elazar, then Nesiim, then Kol Eda. L'chara, if Moshe did not know the answer to the question about the Yerusha, why do you think the rest of them will know? So my answer is Elazar's Hamikra V'Darsha. Rabbi Yeshua holds they have to read the pasuk different. That they stood in front of Moshe after standing already in front of Elazar and after standing in front of Nesiim first and for Kol Eda, which means they went first to the Eda, then they went to Nesiim, then they went to Elazar, then they went to Moshe. Why to say in this order? So the Rashbam, it says in this order because you want to say the chashuv of people first in the pasuk. That's why you say Moshe first. But Ba'etzem, it was the opposite order. They first went to the other ones and then finally to Moshe, and Moshe did not know. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. They were all sitting together in Beis Medrash. And they went and asked the question in front of everyone together. Now, what's the machlokes? So my sova chokin kavod tam mokum rab. That really, even when you come in front of Elazar, Moshe, Nesiim, Eda, all there, you still only should address the question to Moshe alone. They address the question to everyone while they're all sitting there, because the hell this man yama holds chokin kavod. You're allowed to give cover to the Talmud Makam the Rav. They're not chalk the cover to the Talmud Makam Rav. Therefore, it has to be they're changing around the pasuk. Because even if you came to them in front of them, you should have only addressed Moshe, not all of them. What's the halacha? The halacha is you're allowed to be give cover to the Talmud Makam the Rabbi. The halacha is ain't chalkim, and halacha is you can't be chalk. Whereas the kasha halacha makes no sense. So Gemara, Hilchas HaHilchas Loi Kasha, how do Palgle Rabbi Yikra? If you find the Rebbe gives cover to this Talmud, then you can mechalik, then you can give cover to the Talmud in front of the Rebbe. And Moshe Rabbeinu always give cover to everyone, therefore they can do that. How do Palgle Rabbi Yikra? But it's not the derech of the Rebbe to give cover to the Talmud, then you cannot do it. You cannot mechalik cover to the Talmud, welcome the Rebbe. So the Gemara, the Tana, B'nai Slavcha, Dura Slavcha, Wuchachmari Yisem, they were wise, Darshani Yisem, they knew how to Darshim Sukkim, and Tzidkani Yisem. They were Tzidkani Yisem. The Gemara explains, Chachmari Yisem, they were wise, that they only came with their Taina after Moshe Rabbeinu said a certain halacha. Shalfi Shah Dibru, Dom Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Melamin Shah, Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshu Darish, Beparash Yivman. Moshe Rabbeinu was middle Darshing in the parish of Yavaman. Shenemar says, by Yavaman, we know Yavaman means a man who dies without children. So his brother marries his wife. But if he leaves over a child, then there's no din yibum. And more than that, when the brother takes over the marriage, he gets the Yerusha of the brother as well. And if not, it goes to the son. So the pasuk says, Ki yeshu achim yachtav, omruloi. So it says there in the parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu said, a bas is also called a child, and there's no yibum. And if there's no yibum, in turn, there's Yerusha to the bas. So they said, oh, it's Yerusha to the bas. So, Malavshach, if there's no Yerusha to the Bas, let the brother do Yibam. If the brother's not doing Yibam, obviously there's Yerusha to the Bas. Give us the Nachla like a ben, like a son. Give us a Yerusha like a son. And if not, it's Yavim Avinu. Let our mother do the Yibam. Moshe heard the tiny of Yukim Moshe as a spot to play Hashem. So they came at the right time. They knew when to come. After Moshe Rabbeinu said this din of Yibamin, they knew they had a good tiny, and because of that, Moshe went over to went over to ask the question. Now, so Vuyer, they knew about some kind of Yerusha, like the top text brings down from the Rashbam. Pirshu Kodesh Shekvar, how you yoy this parashas nachlois? V'kasha frek taisvist al kati lo hemra. The whole parasha was not said. Kedmi le'el, shizokum reis lofko av nicht val yodam. So they didn't know Abchal, so what's going on over here? How can you say they knew the whole parasha? Because the Rashbam, we'll see in a second, well, even more, because Mar says it's even more sure the next Gemara. Mar says Darshani the same. They knew how to make drashas. What was the drasha? We wouldn't have said anything. They had a son, wouldn't have said anything. And the Rashbam explains why. Because they knew the son goes first. Because it says v'havarta. So they knew a lot about the parasha. The Rashbam. So Frank the Taisus, how they know about the parasha? First of all, they knew that a son is Yairish, And they said, so sure, we should be Yoresh also. We were like a son, Gav Yibum. And then the next thing that Darshani is saying, we said they knew how to make the drasha. Why? They knew the Ben goes first. How'd they know? Because it says Vavarta. Again, the same kasha. I, Tosis Frank, they didn't know, didn't have the parasha. So Tosis answers, V'nir l'Rajba, they had a pasuk that is Chaltim l'Vnechem l'Vnechem, they knew the Ben goes first, or is a Svara, that the Ben goes first, Ayin Taisvis, and therefore you see that their Shani is saying they knew how to learn also. So number one, they were wise, they knew when to come, and number two, their Shani is saying they knew how to darshan. Frank Demar by Tanya, they said if we would have had a bas, so then I wouldn't have came, which makes no sense. They are bita. That's what Bryce says. By Tanya bas, that they said if he would have had a bas, I wouldn't have came. So it makes no sense. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Sam, you can't bas, take out that Bryce. By Amma, no, I feel a hoya bas le ben loy the barnud. They knew that a daughter of a son would be before them, even though they're a closer relative. They're the aunt. And they're closer. And the bas haben is a granddaughter. Still, they knew the granddaughter would be first. They knew that. They're Shani saying. And that's the means of Tanya bas. And finally, the Shekhani is saying they were considered righteous. Shloy nisu, hein shloy nisu el lahagunla. They only married Hagunla. We'll see in a sugya later on that they didn't have to marry into the Bnei Menashe, but they did. Why? Because they didn't want to marry people who have been at Torah, Chashuv people, and they waited until they were 40 to marry because they were tzikonias. They wanted to marry Dafka Hagunla. Like the Gemara continues, Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Afilu Ketanus b'Hem, even the youngest one of them, Loinisus Tchusim Avam Shah, they didn't get married less than 40 years old. Break the Maraini, how could get married less than 40 years old, and more than that, how could get married? Why would anyone marry them? I, Vaha Omer Rav Chista, this is Pchusim Bas Esrim. Someone gets married under 20, a lady gets married under 20, Yeletas Ashishim, could give birth till 60. Bas Esrim, if she gets married after 20, Yeletas Arabam, she gives birth till 40. Bas Abam, once she gets married at 40, Shuv any less, she can't have children. So why would they wait till 40? They're taking a big chance not having children, and why would anyone marry them? So Gemara says, Al Matosh Tzikoni is saying, Naslem Nates. They were confident in the Betochim because they were Tzikonis, they could have a Nates like Yecheved. Ki Yecheved, the Chsiv says in the Pasuk, but Yecheved, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's mother, Yecheved was married to Amram. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Ve'elch Isha Beis Levi, Vikachas Bas Levi. So we're calling Amram's wife Bas Levi, on top of Kufchav. Right, the Gemara, Evshur Bas May of Shosh Shana, she was 103 years old, Vikarla Bas, call her a Bas. Now how do you know she was 130? She called her Isha, not a Bas. Why say Bas? So how do you know she was 130? That it says in the drasha there were 70 people, and Zuya Cheved, the 70th was a Cheved. She got pregnant on the way. She was born between the walls, and they went into Mitzrayim 130 years ago because they went into Mitzrayim after 210 years, and Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. So it means 130. The Chassid asked Yoda Oysa Levi Mitzrayim. Says about Yecheved, she was born in Mitzrayim. Leidasa in Mitzrayim. Vayrasa. She was conceived. Shalom Mitzrayim. But my Karla Bas. So why you call her Bas? If he's 130 years old, why are you calling her Bas? Om Rav Yehuda Bar Zavido, Lamech, you know the boss, the money Nairus. That Yecheved got Simoni Nairus, she turned into a young girl, Nisadin Abasa. The boss got a smooth, Nisadin means it got like red and fresh. The wrinkles were flattened out. And she came back pretty like a girl, a little girl. That's what she's called Bas. And these Bnei Yisrael were confident they would be like Yecheved, and even though they were 40, they were going to have children. Therefore, they waited for a perfect Shidduch, La Hagunlah, to get married, a Shidduch is Hagunlah, and that's why they married into Bnei Menasheh.